With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A federal judge in Missoula has sided with environmental groups that sued to add wolverines to the endangered species list. Judge Dana Christensen said today that the Obama administration brushed over the threat of climate change when it denied protections for the snow-denning predator. He ordered wildlife officials to act as quickly as possible to protect the species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service rejected the views of many of its own scientists in 2014 when it said the effects of climate change on wolverines remained ambiguous. A new lawsuit filed in federal court in Missoula Friday challenges the government's approval for the Montanor mine near Libby. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Environmentalists are suing the U.S. Forest Service over the proposed mining in the Cabinet Mountains. The Forest Service approved it in February. An environmental impact statement was released in December. The Clark Fork Coalition's Karen Knutson says the Forest Service hasn't done enough to protect the land.
The complete dewatering of wilderness streams and lakes within and downstream from the wilderness area is the most alarming aspect of this project for us.
The Clark Fork Coalition is joined by Earthworks and Save Our Cabinets in the lawsuit. Kootenai National Forest Supervisor Chris Savage said Monday he has not had a chance to review the lawsuit and he can't comment on pending litigation. But he said the agency will not finalize an operations plan for the mine until additional permits are granted from other state and federal agencies. Montanor owner Mines Management did not immediately respond to Montana Public Radio's request for a comment. The company has been seeking a mining permit for the project since 2004. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Two public input meetings on the proposal to remove Yellowstone area grizzly bears from the Endangered Species Act are now scheduled. One will be at the Holiday Inn in Bozeman on Tuesday, April 12th. It will follow the other one a day earlier in Cody, Wyoming. The agency says it's, quote, committed to making a final decision whether or not to delist the Yellowstone grizzly bear population based on the best available scientific and commercial information. The meetings will start with an informal open house session from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, followed by public hearings from 5 to 8 p.m. A press release says Fish and Wildlife Service employees will be available to answer questions during the earlier session, and then people will be allowed to make comments, limited to 3 minutes each, during the 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock session. The Fish and Wildlife Service is also taking comments on grizzly delisting via mail and online. The deadline for public comments is on May 10th. You can find details about the meetings on our website, mtpr.org. Police officials say a Montana Rail Link worker died in its Missoula rail yard when a train collided with another vehicle. Sergeant Travis Welsh says the collision happened about 7 o'clock this morning. A cause of death has not been released pending an investigation. The man's name is being withheld pending family notification. Investigators say he was about 4 years away from retirement. Montana Rail Link President Tom Walsh said in a statement that there are no words to adequately reflect his sorrow and that the company and of the company's employees. He said grief counselors are available to assist employees. Missoula Police, the Federal Railroad Administration, and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the collision. A $3 million renovation of the historic Lake McDonald Lodge at Glacier National Park is underway, marking the first overhaul of the building in nearly 30 years. The Daily Interlake reports that Zanterra Parks and Resorts is paying for the upgrades and the maintenance of the 102-year-old Swiss chalet-inspired structure. Renovation began in December and is expected to be completed in May. It's the largest renovation Zanterra has overseen in the park since taking over the concession contract from Glacier Park Incorporated in 2014. Zanterra officials say public areas of the lodge are not set to change much, with most of the work focused on the 82 guest rooms and 13 adjacent cabins. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening to Montana Public Radio News.